One more day. As Damien arrived, he could hear the head chef on the phone. Something about money he couldn't quite make out. Antonio greeted Damien as he came in, a tall, thin man who lived for his job. He gave one of his rousing head waiter speeches about their work tonight. Damien looked around but couldn't see anyone new. Thought he did see that the head chef was watching while Antonio tried to rally the staff. The night proceeded like any other. Couples came in with friends they were trying to impress, and some even came in on first dates. The men sitting there looking around and struggling for something to say. The women sitting awkwardly as the other couples watched and judged. The men oblivious to all the attention. The night progressed, and the last interesting thing to happen was a proposal by one of the latecomers. It was declined. Something about not being ready to settle down. The night ended, and as they cleaned up, a detective entered and rushed past the protesting head waiter and into the back to see the chef. Damien saw him pass and recognized the rugged man from the alley earlier in the day. He was portly but carried himself with confidence and good posture. He proceeded into the chef's office and, after a storming row, left. On his way out, he clutched a large bag. Most of the staff had left by this point, but Damien was cashing up with the head waiter. Looking to Antonio for explanation, he simply shook his head. Damien knew something dodgy was going on, possibly something illegal. But if a police officer wasn't on it, what could he do about? So he left for the night, giving his goodbyes to the waiter and chef as he went. The following morning, Damien woke with a start. He had that dream again. A woman whose face he could barely make out was walking away from him, crying as if she didn't want to leave him. A man was with her. Five blasts followed and both of them were gone. He had already found the reports, shots fired near the orphanage, but no body was reported. He knew she had escaped the attacker, whoever it was. Maybe she wanted to protect him, or maybe it was the mob. Damien had read and reread all the reports from that day and the week after. No missing women were listed, and he had to wonder where his father was in all this. Perhaps he would never know. Today was a day off for Damien. He had been put on Sunday by the head waiter so he could do what he liked, and decided to go to the library to do some reading. On entering the library, he saw Gina beneath its large dome. A dozen books in front of her. She was by the coffee stand, looking like she had been up all night. He went over, ordered a drink, and said hello. Gina smiled a weak smile. "Hi, what's up?" Damien responded as jovially as he could. "You look like you've had a long night. I can leave you to it if you want." "No, sorry, the case last night didn't go well. I may have embarrassed myself in front of a dozen policemen last night, so I came here to try to figure out where I went wrong." "I'm sure it wasn't that bad," Damien said, taking a gulp of his coffee. She looked him dead in the eyes. "I mistook an entrance wound for an exit wound." The policeman laughed, and Ms. DeBrew looked embarrassed. "Okay, maybe it is that bad. But a mistake that big's clearly just nerves. You'll do better next time." He took another sip, his eyes not leaving her face. "Come on, I know something that'll cheer you up." They stopped at an ice cream parlor. Gina laughed as they entered. "An ice cream parlor? How did you know?" "Everyone loves ice cream." They sat and ate together, talking for hours about nothing at all, interests and passions, finishing as he walked her home. As she went to the door, he turned to leave, when she came back and spun him around into a kiss, leaving him dazed and happy as she went back inside. It was almost midnight when he passed the restaurant and noticed that same detective passing again, but going into a different place. He took a picture with his phone, time stamping the picture, then again when he came out carrying a bag. It definitely was not an isolated incident. He was shaking the local business down for money, and somehow he was getting away with it. Damien contained his outrage. Maybe he could figure something out with these pictures. Gone 2 a.m. he was dozing at his desk, papers strewn around him, his apartment barely lit. Still warm glow in his cheek from the kiss had sent him into a happy doze, waking at 4 as some locals came noisily back from a night out. Paper stuck to his face and still at his desk, he changed and went to bed, closing the window as he did so. But as he closed it, he saw something strange, 3 guys in suits meeting with the head chef, the meeting ending with them punching him in the stomach, leaving him clutching his gut as they walked away, oblivious to the onlooker above. The chef straightened himself up and got into his car to leave. Damien would speak to someone on Monday about all of this. Hopefully somebody wouldn't be protecting this detective or these thugs.